You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Of Beit HaMikdash, when Beit HaMikdash was on fire, so the Kohanim, they went on the top of the roof of the Beit HaMikdash. So they took the keys out and they stretched their hand, and then they said, we'd like to give our keys back, because we're not Gazbarim Neimanim. That means that they were irresponsible about their duty, the task that they had. So Gemara says, a hand came out from Shamayim and took away the keys. So they took the keys back. So that means from Shamayim, they agreed that they were careless, irresponsible, and they didn't deserve the Beit HaMikdash anymore. Gemara brings that the reason that we lost the first Beit HaMikdash and was destroyed was because of three severe wrongdoing. What were they?
Idol worship.
They worship idols. Adultery. And what else? And murder, right.
Murder.
So because of these three terrible wrongdoing that took place at the time of the first Beit HaMikdash, so Ribono Shel Olam departed his Shekhinah. And the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of?
Nothing.
Why?
Hatred.
Baseless hatred.
Yeah.
So which is worse? To commit a murder, adultery, and idol worshipping? Or to hate another Yehudi?
Hate.
Sorry?
Hate another Yehudi.
Where does it say such a thing?
Because when you hate another Yehudi...
No. Where does it say in the Torah? What's the punishment of hating somebody?
Nothing.
Is there a punishment in the Torah about hating somebody?
No.
So, you tell... Yeah, so now they give him lashes. But
if you hate the Jew, the Neshama Hashem is inside the Jew, so actually you hate him.
Fine, he has a lot of derivation and so on, but we're talking about in practicality, like what's the punishment for it?
One is physical, one is spiritual.
Good. So the Torah punishes you for a spiritual wrongdoing?
No, you cannot be...
I know. Which guideline Hashem follows? He follows the Torah?
Yes.
So in the Torah doesn't say if you hate somebody, you deserve to be punished. Doesn't say such a thing in the Torah.
No.
Does it? Is it love? Only lo tiron velo titor, lo tista et achicha bivavecha. But the punishment, is it as severe as somebody commit a murder or worship an idol? Is it?
No.
No, actually no. Actually you stay away from the people that you don't like to see or you hate, so you even don't see him, you know.
What's the reason somebody kills somebody else? Because he hates him, no?
Well, it could be, but usually what happens, you think the world is too small for two people, and it is, you know. But it could be, you know, it could be some cause. But the point of the matter here is, we don't have any sign that at the time that they hate one another, then they killed one another. There's no such a thing mentioned. Why? No, you can know. You can know everything by heart.
You have to love your fellow Jew.
No.
You love yourself. The Torah says.
Fine. It's a good thing.
You don't have the Torah.
It's a healthy attitude, but I'm talking about the punishment. So now, the first Beit HaMikdash was back to session after 70 years. So now we had 1,953 years. So lots of difference. How many times more? How many?
300 times more.
Almost, yeah. How many? 280. 280.
But we still hate each other. That's why we don't have it.
No, that's for later. No, well, let's cover this first, then we'll get to the others. No, Chas v'Shalom, we don't hate one another. Yeah.
It's a flaw in the heart.
Sorry?
It's a flaw in the heart, and it develops into everything. It's the base.
Could be. No, but the Gemara only mentions that because of the hatred they had, so Hashem took away the second Beit HaMikdash. Yabetz Zatzal brings a very beautiful insight. Yabetz brings that the wrongdoing of the first Beit HaMikdash, Gila Abonam. So then the redemption also was revealed. What does that mean? So the problem that they had in the first Beit HaMikdash was exterior, you know, to kill someone. To worship an idol. And other problems. So now, Sinat Chinam was inner, it was not revealed. So that's a simple understanding from the Gemara. But Yabetz says a very interesting thing. Yabetz says that you could do many type of wrongdoing. And then you can live with it for years and years and years and years. And becomes you. For example, there's an expression that might be used, such as he's temperamental. What does that mean? That he has temper.
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
Has a up and down.
No. That means temper is his middle name. He's jealous. What does that mean, he's jealous? That means that is his nickname. That means he grown through it years and years and years, maybe childhood. That's how the attitude he engraved in his system. So now Yabes says that the problem about the second Beit HaMikdash was, as we see here, how could it be, and it doesn't make sense, that hatred be much more severe than the other terrible act that they did? And it's not. But Yabetz says the Gemara means that when it says Gila Abonam, that means when, after Churban Beit HaMikdash, they came to their senses, they say, ay, 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 how could it be? You know, we kill our fellow Jew. How can we worship an idol? So when he says Gila Abonam, so that means they came to the senses and they did Teshuvah. They went back to their senses and they repented. So now, even though that the wrongdoing was much, much severe than the second Beit HaMikdash when it was destroyed, but when they admitted they did the wrong thing, so Hashem forgave them. But the second Beit HaMikdash, the problem was that never till today they came to the sense and say, hatred is a terrible thing. They never came to the sense and says, how could we hate another Yehudi? So that means, for the problem that they had in the second Beit HaMikdash, till today, we don't see any teshuvah. Why they didn't?
Yeah.
So that's the whole point. Because as long as it's locked in your heart and nobody knows you hate somebody, so you feel, why I have to reveal it? I have to bring it out and do teshuvah that I come and tell you, I hate you. Why should I do this? But when, you commit a murder, so now it's out in the public. You say, it's not good for my resume. So now, they did teshuvah. So Yabes says, when the Gemara tells us that Gila Avona, that simply means that it was a revealed and out in the public type of wrongdoing. Gila means they brought it out, they admitted, they say sorry, and they did teshuvah. But here we see, unfortunate thing that we are going through till today is a very, very painful matter. Why? Because till today, we're not willing to admit, I don't like you as much. You hurt me. I don't like the way you act. I don't like you the way you treat me. So they never brought it out. And they did not clean up the system from this terrible, destructive attitude. And became such a normal thing. That means to hate another Yehudi, just a...
From the beginning,
yeah. Well, we have not many choices to who to blame it to.
First one they have to blame is themselves.
Well, no, that's not true. That's not true.
You know, if you forgive, that's it. It's finished. End of the story.
Because if you believe that everything's from Shamayim, so whatever that you have been treated, so that means Hashem put in his head to treat you. So that means...
The best.
I'm sorry?
The best.
No, so one choice is you blame Hashem. That's a good choice?
No.
No? Why? Many people,
Hashem gave you everything. How could you blame Hashem?
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Huh?
No, that's not true. Because if you feel that Hashem is not really treating you well, so that's why you're not happy. So that's why you have grudges toward other people. Because you feel... my mazal is not a good mazal.
No, because you planted inside yourself the root of hatred, so you cannot love anybody, even Hashem.
Understand, but you're only able to love people when everything is fine. Like, let's say you're healthy, you have money, people treat you well, but if you're lonely and then you don't have nobody and then... maybe you're not as comfortable, so it's very easy to hate other people. And it's very easy to be jealous of other people.
You have to see what you did that you get to that position.
Well, I don't have time for that.
Well, then you got an issue.
He really said.
Then you got an issue.
Well, Hashem gave me the issue. I didn't make it. He made it. No, this takes too much time. You know, I don't have time for these things to go back. You know, or have anything to do with the back.
How come you have time to hate somebody?
No, that's easy. It doesn't take any time. You know, you can hate people. You know, back and forth. You know, he does this. You know, he grabs his parking spot. He grabs his place. You know, he takes your sidur. You know,
you become a garbage truck.
No, Chas v'Shalom. No.
All these trash you carry with yourself, you will become garbage.
No, but why I have to get hurt all the time? You know, why people, they don't behave nicely? Why they act like this? Why they're disappreciative? You know, it's supposed to be...
garbage.
Huh?
When you're collecting garbage,
no.
You get rid of the garbage.
No. We're not talking about Divrei Torah here. It's only logical when people, they're not fair to you, they're not nice to you. So obviously, why you have to like him, huh? Huh?
Hashem said you should.
I'm sorry?
Hashem said you have
to. Chazak Baruch. So now I have to listen to Hashem? So now we have an issue. What do you mean? You know, just like you go to the doctor, and you know, these doctors, they have no rachamim. No rachamim whatsoever.
Not an exception.
At least we have one coupon for less the whole
thing. No, you know what they tell you? It's very interesting what they tell you. You know, God forbid, they want to give you an injection. You say, you know, it's going to hurt. But, you know, they make you ready, and then they give it to you, you know, hesabi, you know. You say, don't say, no, what do you mean? It's painful. How can I sit quietly? Huh? Yeah, till today, we're trying to figure out, you know, how to fix this. It's a lot of years. You go on and on and on and on and on and on. And then, unfortunately, the worst part here is that we never realize that all the trouble that we go through, all the disaster that we go through, because the center is gone. It's very interesting. Gemara, this brother, Rabban Gamliel, had a neighbor. The neighbor had a kid that was sick. So Rabbi Gamliel was crying every night was crying. When he would get up to mourn for Beit HaMikdash, the extreme got to the point that the students of Rabbi Gamliel, they moved them from that neighborhood. Why? Because he cried so much that his eyelashes, they fell. From the, you know, how much they cry. But Gemara says, you know, why you go through such a, you know, extreme? So Gemara says, Rabban Gamliel wanted to teach his students. Yes, I got up in the middle of the night to mourn for destruction of Beit HaMikdash. But you know why I'm crying so much? Because if we had Beit HaMikdash, this lady's baby would never get sick. And the reason that this mother is going through such a pain, because the center is taken away from us. The center of the Shekhinah, the center of the protection, is taken away from us. If we had Beit HaMikdash, we would not lose this nefashot in Miami or in Meron. The reason we're going through all these unfortunate things, because the protection, the center of the Kiddushah, is taken away from us. It's very interesting. In Parashat Terumah, we learn that the Ribono Shel Olam says, V'asur li mikdash v'shachanti v'tocham. Rambam says till today, this mitzvah still applies. Hashem said, you have to make a dwelling for me. So they ask, what do you mean? Vasud li mikdash? Of course, who are we going to make the Beit HaMikdash for? For us? Who are we making it for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how come it says Vasud li mikdash? It's explained very beautiful message. And that is, Ribbono Shel Olam says, the greatest letter in alphabet is what? The greatest, the biggest letter in alphabet, what is it? The biggest one. Lamed. Lamed. The biggest one is Lamed. The smallest one is?
Yud.
Ribbono Shel Olam says, Vasuli, when the big one get together with the small one, so then I'll have my house. But till the big one has no consideration for the small one, and they don't get together, and they don't have unity, my house is not going to be around. So that's why Ribbono Shel Olam says, Vasuli, not for me. When the Lamed and the Yud, they get together, when they have Achdut, when brother respects another brother, when a sister respects another sister, when the brother and sister respect their parents, when neighbor respect another neighbor. Happened to be an interesting story in Chicago. There was someone in the neighborhood, he was getting a ride every day by one of the other neighbors. Every day, it was far away, you know, they worked together. So now every day, you know, when he would come to a place of the work, it was a big, big factory. So he would park all the way back in the parking. He, the other one that was getting the ride, would not say anything. Because he said, no, I'm getting a ride, what should I tell him anything? No, every day, months and months and months. So one day, he tells them, I'm very sorry, you know, I want to ask you. You know, you go park all the way back there, so we have to walk back all, you know, all this way. Why don't you park right here by the door? He said, you don't understand. See, we are elderly now, and then the parking is empty. So now, we have a chance to go all the way back there. But those that they come late, so now we leave the space for the one that comes late in the front. So now that we have a time, so we go park all the way back there. So we come back. You know what it takes that you think, you know, another human being that might need, you know, some type of favor. But unfortunately, it's all me and me and
me
and me. What's good for me? What's best for me? You know, how can I, you know, get through? How can I, you know, make it? Only I. That's it. But here, that we are waiting and waiting, that Beit HaMikdash will come back to session, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Vasuli, when the big one and the small one, they get together, they have shalom v'achva. And all this sinat chinam is deleted from our system. And Hashem is akeno, they replace all this sinat with ahavat chinam. Bezat Hashem, and Hashem Baruch Hu yizakeh otanu. Bebesorot tovot, bekarov, amen kei ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.